The following episode of Lyrics of Their Life podcast deals with serious issues that may be distressing to some listeners. It is not suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Hi everyone, and welcome to Lyrics of Their Life, On the Rise, the show where we take a look at the best rising stars of the music industry today. On today's episode, we'll be exploring something a little bit different ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, as we take an inside look into the interesting life and career so far of Cody Simpson. Many of you may not remember Cody, as his time in the spotlight was quite brief as a performer, with his biggest hit, called Aye Aye Aye, featuring Flo Rida, fading off after the cheesy bubblegum pop tune lost its playability. Cody Simpson was once touted as Australia's answer to Justin Bieber, and was even tipped to reach the top just like he had. But unfortunately, things didn't quite pan out that way. Instead, with the odds stacked against him, Cody would turn his focus to his childhood passion for swimming and his childhood dream of winning a gold medal at the Olympic Games and representing the Australian swimming team. So, did Cody make his dreams a reality? How did Cody get to this point? And where did he originally come from? Well, without further ado, let's get straight into it. I'm your host, Adam Hampton, and this is Lyrics of Their Life, the story of Cody Simpson.
Prince has died at the age of 57.
This is it.
Sorry, Gary, but I was always the talented member of the band.
Keep booing, little girl. I will hit a man with glasses.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Former Beatle John Lennon, who was 40, was shot and killed last night outside his luxury apartment in New York.
Has-beens shouldn't present fucking awards to Gonna Be.
Cody Simpson was born Cody Robert Simpson on the 11th of January 1997 in Logan Hospital in Meadowbank, Queensland, Australia. Cody was raised in the suburb of Benowa on the Gold Coast in Queensland by his parents Brad and Angie Simpson, alongside his sister Ali, who was only 1 year younger than Cody. With the Gold Coast, of course, being known for its incredibly beautiful beaches and surfing conditions, Cody and his family would always be down at the beach in their spare time, as Cody would learn how to surf from a very young age and also enjoyed the relaxing lifestyle of living on the coast. This, of course, would be where his former championship-winning parents, Angie and Brad, both taught Cody how to swim, both once representing Australia themselves. Cody's parents would then have a third child in 2004, named Tom, when Cody was around 7 years old. Cody attended the local All Saints Anglican School from year one through to high school. It was during this time, around the age of nine, that Cody took up swimming as his sport of choice, where he eventually began to excel at the sport. This led to Cody getting up at 5 a.m. in the morning and training with his swimming coach, Ken Nixon, in the Gold Coast suburb of Miami, where Cody's mother, Angie, also decided to volunteer at the swimming club. Cody became so good at swimming that many tipped that he would go far in the sport, as he earned himself 2 gold medals at the Queensland Swimming Championships in 2009. With Cody even claiming, at the age of 12, that he hopes to represent Australia one day, as he would swim competitively from ages 10 to 13, picking up tons of medals along the way. Apart from how great he was at swimming, Cody also had a passion for music, and especially for singing. Since he was a toddler, Cody was always running around singing and playing his toy guitar, before he was gifted a real acoustic guitar one year for his birthday. Some of Cody's biggest musical inspirations included the likes of Elvis Presley, Jack Johnson, and John Mayer, and he also enjoyed surf, folk, hip-hop, and rock and roll music. Elvis, however, was his greatest influence, even getting a tattoo of him later in life. As Cody claimed that Elvis was always playing around the house, as his father Brad was a big fan, even giving Cody Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash vinyl records at the age of 8 for him to enjoy. Despite having a clear passion and talent for music, Cody would be picked on by other students at school for wanting to chase his dream of becoming a musician, and he claimed that his fellow peers, and in particular male students, found his passion to be lame or, quote, uncool. Cody claims that he even played rugby just to fit in with the other boys, but he wasn't very good at it, so he would often be bullied about this also. Despite this, Cody practiced playing guitar every day after school and attended weekly vocal lessons to improve as a budding musician. He would later claim that his father was his biggest inspiration musically, and that he always had great advice for him to follow. During primary school, around the age of 9, Cody and 2 of his schoolmates would start a 3-piece band that had no specific name, where they would play at school events, concerts, and school graduations, performing cover songs and rehearsing during lunchtime at school. However, they weren't very good, according to Cody. Cody would write his first song around this time, called Ride My Roller Coaster, about a girl that he liked at school. Coincidentally enough, one of Cody's mates from his band went on to represent Australia at the Olympics for the Rugby Sevens. It was at the age of 9 to 10 that Cody attended his very first gig, being a Keith Urban concert, as he remembers being inspired by Keith's guitar playing and feeling as though that type of music was something that he wanted to pursue. However, Cody claims that his family influenced him the most to become a performer, as when he was younger, his family would have family barbecues where sing-alongs and guitar jam sessions were a common occurrence, where everyone would join in around the campfire, with music bringing their family together. In the summer of 2009, when Cody was just 12 years old, he began recording songs in his bedroom and playing guitar. Then one day, after impressing his friends and family after singing Jason Mraz's song I'm Yours at a school talent show, they all encouraged him to upload a version to YouTube. After noticing others were also getting lots of views and feedback for uploading their performances to YouTube, not expecting anything to come of it, but intrigued, Cody decided to give it a go and upload a cover version of him singing Jason Mraz's song, I'm Yours. Excited and encouraged by the amount of views and positive feedback that he had received, Cody decided to upload more videos of himself singing, including the script with The Man Who Can't Be Moved, Want You Back by the Jackson 5, and Senorita and Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, in order to see what people thought of his singing ability. Cody would also upload an original song of his that he wrote, titled One, which made such an impact via his videos on YouTube that he became somewhat of a viral sensation, drawing the attention of an American record producer named Sean Campbell, as Cody would become somewhat of an overnight success at just the age of 12. While the track One wasn't great and clearly reflected his youth at the time, it was enough to get him noticed, and portions of the track showed potential for the young artist lyrically, as he wrote the line, I'm so much more than Cody Simpson. I got a lot in me, gotta get it out. What have I gotta do to make you listen? The track itself was in the style of pop and was perfect for attracting female fans around the same age as Cody, which in the music industry is a recipe for success. Due to his newfound popularity, Cody even landed an interview with the ABC's The 7:30 Report during December 2009. As Cody told the interviewer, quote, Music's always made me feel good. I feel comfortable when I'm around music. The man that discovered Cody, Sean Campbell, was also quoted as saying, I think he's the next Justin Timberlake. He's amazing in as many ways as you can describe. A great singer, great musician, great writer, and a great dancer. Sean continued to say that he knew this kid would be a star when he saw his videos, and especially when he saw that he could dance, so before anyone could beat him to the punch, Sean made the decision to call Cody. Sean decided to send Cody a message with Cody doing the right thing and showing his parents first. Cody's mother Angie was quoted as saying, I thought it was some strange stalker wanting to talk to him, so I told Cody not to reply. And then Brad and I talked about it and said, what if he really is someone important? So we Googled him. This led to the discovery that Sean was in fact legitimately interested and that he had written music for and worked with the likes of Jay-Z and Missy Elliott and was once nominated for a Grammy. According to Cody, he said that his parents doubted that he would make it as a musician. But, defying the odds, Cody achieved his dream and was off to the US to record demos for his debut EP, as he re-recorded the track One and recorded a new track that he wrote titled Perfect about a girl he had a crush on who lived on the Gold Coast. Cody would be tabled a deal with Atlantic Records with the help of Sean, as things started to get real, as he would give up his dream for swimming for Australia to focus on becoming a professional musician. Cody would also be joined by his family in the US as they relocated to the States to support Cody as he was far too young to go off on his own. Cody would arrive in New York City on his 13th birthday, the 11th of January 2010, and signed with Atlantic Records officially that very same day. Cody was overwhelmed by the sudden change in his life as he headed into the studio for the very first time, with Sean claiming that Cody was a natural pro and very instinctive, as he was providing ideas and solutions to creating the tracks for the EP. In order to better improve his voice, he also was assigned an American vocal teacher named Vanetta Fields, who was once a backing singer for Boz Scaggs, Ike and Tina Turner, and John Farnham. With Cody set for a big career in the music industry at such a young age, his parents were firm on keeping their son as grounded as possible, while Cody himself claimed that he was extremely grateful for the opportunity that he had been given, as there are many other talented kids out there with the same dream that might never get the opportunity. In the lead up to the release of his debut EP, Cody Simpson released arguably his most successful track of his career to date, as his debut single, and that song, was called Ay Ay Ay, released on the 1st of June 2010. The cheesy teen pop and R&B track would feature Flo Rida and would have Australia and the US buzzing over the latest teen sensation in the music industry, who drew comparisons to the 16-year-old Justin Bieber, after his track Baby had also gone viral, as he of course also had that appeal to the young teenage girls. Ay 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 would chart at number 19 on the Australian chart, 29 in New Zealand, and 33 in Belgium, and even reached number 12 on the US Bubbling Under Hot 100 Singles chart, which was a chart designed to highlight the latest artists on the music scene, usually with their first releases. Despite not breaking onto the Hottest 100 itself in the US, Ay 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 would receive mass airplay worldwide on radio, and its music video, which was also filmed on the Gold Coast, would also be featured heavily on music video TV channels, and specifically on YouTube, where he of course first went viral. Cody also had a hand in co-writing the song, along with several other writers. Before Cody's debut EP was even released, he was already a hit with the female fans, as his surfy blonde hair, calm and gentle vocals, nice guy persona, and straight white teeth sent his fans into a frenzy, as they began swarming him wherever he went, out in public, and holding up signs that they loved him. From July 5th through to August 13th, Cody would be on the road in the US, already on his first tour, called the Camplified Tour 2010. Cody would be joined by other young fresh artists and bands as they made their way to 30 different camps to entertain kids and teens, and included meet and greets as Cody began to branch out further and make a name for himself. As an excited Cody revealed at the time, quote, "I am so excited to go on my first ever tour. Having the opportunity to perform live is something I've been dreaming about since I first started playing guitar and singing." A second track, titled Summertime, would be released around the 20th of September 2010, which only further drove the hysteria around Cody, with his music video also becoming quite successful on YouTube, and featured Cody surrounded by a bunch of girls as he enjoys the summertime at the Wet n Wild theme park on the Gold Coast. Then on the 8th of October 2010, Cody appeared at the Sydney Entertainment Centre for the Nickelodeon Australian Kids' Choice Awards, where he would perform Ay 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 live, and where he received the award for the Best Fresh Aussie Muso, beating the likes of Stan Walker, Orianthe, and the band Amy Meredith. Cody also joined the middle school tour from October to November 2010, travelling to around 9 different US states. Cody was regarded on tour as a hard worker, and it was clear to see that he was quite a busy young man. During December 2010, Cody released his debut EP, titled For You, which happened to make it to number 4 on the US Heatseekers album chart, which was once again aimed at new artists' releases. Cody would have a hand in writing four of the five tracks, with the single All Day going gold in Canada and reaching number 19 in Belgium and 22 on the US Bubbling Under chart after being released in March 2011. The track All Day saw a slightly more mature Cody singing about his feelings for a girl he is interested in, and was a much more well-rounded pop track compared to I.I.I. However, both the music video and style of the track would see Cody moving away from his Australian influences and adopting the American culture. Cody would next release a cover version of I Want Candy for the Easter film Hop as more opportunities kept coming his way. From April 9th through to May 18th, 2011, Cody would go on his first co-headline tour alongside fellow teenage musician Grayson Chance. Hailing from Oklahoma in the US, Grayson was just 6 months younger than Cody and was there to promote his debut studio album, Hold On Till the Night, after he too was discovered on YouTube in 2010 after performing a cover version of Lady Gaga's Paparazzi. In total, Cody and Grayson performed 28 shows across the US, with 4 extra shows being cancelled. Cody would tick off major milestones by performing at famous venues such as the House of Blues, the Gothic Theatre, and First Avenue, just to name a few, while Cody and Grayson also performed at places like the Pageant Concert Nightclub, despite of course being well underage to enter the club lawfully, if he were an average citizen and not a performer. Cody even managed to meet the president of the United States at the time, which was Barack Obama, where he and Willow Smith attended the White House for a performance. While Cody was loving the newfound fame, the only problems he would have around this time was the fact that he would barely be able to return home to Australia on the Gold Coast. His chance to go for a surf to de-stress was limited, and he missed his friends back home in Australia. It was now official. Cody was a young star on the rise after having just turned 13 years old, with merchandise such as t-shirts, posters, and even figurines or dolls of Cody flying off the shelves. But with the popularity and adoration from his fans, also came the hate from trolls who simply hated on the fact that he was getting all the female attention, and then those that simply just found his music to be cheap teenage crap, which for the most part, it was, as Cody would also admit himself today. His songs were simple, cheesy, and at times lame, but overall, it worked wonders for him and of course his young female listeners, who couldn't get enough of it. After all, they were his target audience, and he was obviously writing about the innocence of growing up and issues associated with teenage life through the eyes of a 12 or 13-year-old. During late May 2011, Cody would be targeted by these haters when he was performing live at the Westfield Miranda Shopping Centre in the Sutherland Shire of Sydney, Australia. As he was in the middle of his act, someone began throwing eggs on stage, attempting to hit Cody. Luckily, none of them made contact with the 13-year-old, who was quite upset and shaken that someone would do that to him, and he was disappointed for his fans that had come out to see him, as his security advised him that it was best to shut the show down for his own safety. It was around this time in April to May 2011 that Cody released his next single, titled On My Mind, for his upcoming EP that would go on to be called Coast to Coast. On My Mind wasn't written by Cody, but was sung solely by him and managed to scrape into the US mainstream top 40 at number 39, which records the charting positions of the most popular new songs played on radio around the US at the time. On My Mind would also peak at number 51 on the Australian ARIA chart, only just missing out on a top 50 spot. With its release via iTunes, it would go on to sell 24,000 copies and led to a performance in June on CBS's The Early Show in America. He would then perform the song on the American breakfast show The Today Show on the 5th of August, which was followed up the following day with Cody's Coast to Coast Mall Tour, which saw him perform 9 shows across the US before wrapping it up on the 18th of September 2011. Cody would release a cover version of a pop ballad called Not Just You while the tour was still running, but it failed to chart despite being a popular free download on iTunes. The EP Coast to Coast was released on the 20th of September 2011 and was Cody's first major success, charting at number 16 in Australia and 12 in the US on their official mainstream album charts. But unfortunately, Cody only had a hand in writing 2 of the 6 tracks on the album, which included the singles All Day from his previous EP and a new track titled Angel. One interesting fact about the album was that a portion of these songs were recorded almost a year apart from others at the time when Cody's voice was starting to break, so if you listen closely, you might be able to tell the difference. In an interview with Noise 11, Cody claimed that despite Atlantic Records pushing certain songs onto him to record, he would often stand his ground if he felt uncomfortable with a track and thought that it wouldn't work. He also claimed that it felt weird that just 12 months ago, he was attending festivals on the Gold Coast with his friends, and now he was playing to thousands of people on stage at those very same festivals. With this period proving a very busy one for Cody, it was time to take his career to the next level, as he signed a deal with Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun. During 2011, after rumours that Cody was dating Vanessa Hudgens, younger sister Stella, and actress from Disney, Bella Thorne, Cody happened to secretly date Kylie Jenner, after the pair were seen flirting during an interview where Kylie seemed to be blushing at everything Cody said. However, this relationship would only be short-lived and was kept under wraps until Cody spoke about it in 2014, about 2.5 years later. During June 2012, with Cody now age 14, he released his third EP titled Preview to Paradise, featuring 4 new tracks as a teaser for his upcoming debut album, Paradise. An unsuccessful track, Got Me Good, was released back in May and was followed by the release of Wish You Were Here, featuring female artist Becky G, which managed to chart at number 10 in Belgium, but struggled to really make much of an impact elsewhere. Cody would tour as a support act with American boy band Big Time Rush during July 2012 through to October on their Big Time Summer Tour of the US, Canada, Mexico and South America. Then on the 2nd of October 2012, Cody's debut album Paradise was released. However, it wasn't as big of a hit as it was first anticipated, making its way to number 16 in Canada, 27 in the US, 31 in Australia, and 40 in Belgium. This time around, however, 9 of the 10 tracks were partly written by Cody, as Cody was now being managed by Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun. Things looked like they were about to take off again for Cody, as he would begin to tour with Bieber as a support act, beginning in September 2012 through to December 2013. With the now 15-year-old Cody Simpson travelling across the US and Canada, Europe, Latin America, Asia, and his home country of Australia for well over a year, while also performing on his very own Sold Out Paradise tour simultaneously, which would wrap up on the 31st of January 2014, just weeks after his 16th birthday, as an exhausted Cody would return home to recover, only to appear during March 2014 on the US version of Dancing with the Stars for the show's 18th season, with Cody and his dance partner Whitney Carson making it to week 5 and finishing in 9th place. Cody was becoming quite a huge pop star at this point, especially in the US, where he was very popular with young female fans, as he appeared in countless interviews all across the states of America on various TV shows such as Punk'd, Pranksters, Instant Mum, and Ridiculousness, as well as performing on breakfast television in the US. During June and July 2014, he even travelled across Europe with singer Jackson Harris to perform his tracks acoustically, and recorded and released a track with Justin Bieber titled Home to Mama in November 2014. During this touring period, he also dropped an acoustic sessions album during November 2013, which wasn't to be a success, and a second studio album titled Surfer's Paradise was released earlier in July 2013, which of course was named after one of the areas in which Cody was raised on the Gold Coast. While the album itself fared generally well commercially, making it to number 2 in Canada, 9 in New Zealand, and 10 in the US, it only made it to number 25 in Australia and 30 in the UK, and its only success track-wise came from the single titled Pretty Brown Eyes, which made it onto the US Bubbling Under chart at number 8, but failed to make the mainstream charts worldwide. While Cody was quite popular in regards to his live shows, the struggling second album and creative differences with Atlantic Records meant that Cody would part ways with them, as Atlantic continued to threaten that they would drop him from their label, with Cody deciding to release himself from his deal instead. This led to Cody becoming an independent artist under his own label he designed himself, called Coast House Records, as well as signing a distribution deal with lesser-known indie label Banana Beat Records. To be fair, in terms of commercial success, Cody's career in the music industry would sadly go downhill from here, as his studio albums and EPs failed to take off, and he wouldn't really chart again to this very day, struggling as an independent artist to get his name back out there. But as one version of Cody died off, another, more realistic and authentic self would emerge when, during a 6-month period of self-reflection and looking back on his career so far, Cody began to finally find himself as an artist and as a young man. In 2013, Cody's younger sister Ali would also have a crack at becoming a pop star when she released the single Notice Me. And while the music video for the track has amassed close to 30 million views on YouTube, Ali would sadly fail to crack the charts worldwide. Six other singles, including Richer, Guilty, and Why I'm Single, would all be released from 2013 to 2018. But once again, Ali had no luck on the charts. She did, however, have more luck in the acting world by landing a handful of acting roles, including in 12 Dogs of Christmas, and also working as a radio host on Radio Disney in the US, with her very own show called The Ali Simpson Show, which began in 2015 and made her the youngest host on a radio show in the US. During 2013, Cody would enter into his second public relationship with model Gigi Hadid, after the pair had met and bonded when Gigi starred in Cody's music video for his song Surfboard. In 2014, the pair broke up for a brief period before getting back together that same year and finally ending things once and for all in May 2015, with Cody telling Du Jour magazine, quote, "I love my ex-girlfriend, I always will. It was an amicable and mutual decision, and we still talk every now and then. But the highly publicized thing made me uncomfortable. Going out to dinner and there being all this paparazzi and stuff. As soon as we split, I had the realization that I was straying away from who I was as a whole person. I want to keep it low-key and focus on my music." Then during 2015, Cody would make his acting debut, playing the role as Pete in a one-off appearance as a school student in the sitcom Cougar Town, before acting as himself in the Nickelodeon film One Crazy Cruise. On the 10th of July 2015, the now 17-year-old released a solid third studio album, titled Free, which was far different in style compared to his bubblegum pop days in the shadow of the megastar Justin Bieber, as Free was actually a rock and folk album that went back to basics, with Cody playing guitar and writing much more heartfelt and meaningful songs in the style of Jack Johnson or John Mayer. With Cody claiming on The Late Late Show with James Corden that John Mayer actually gave him great advice and constructive feedback on the album after sending him a copy. Despite the lack of commercial success, the album was some of Cody's best work yet, and Cody says that creating the album gave him his first taste of freedom to focus on the styles that he wanted to do for so long, which is why it was called Free in the first place, as he previously felt controlled like a puppet. As he told Rolling Stone magazine, quote, "It's the first time I've had the creative freedom to do what I want." During his career at such a young age, Cody was also exposed to creepy questions by interviewers who were always asking him who he's dating and questions related to sex, making him look incredibly uncomfortable and sexualizing him when those matters should have been private. Yes, young girls loved him and thought he was attractive, but the questions were just plain weird and inappropriate, which raises the question if the life of a pop star should be reserved for over 18s. But of course there is way too much money to make for record labels by exploiting young talented musicians. But when Cody was freed from his record deal, one can understand just how amazing it would have felt to rebrand himself as an artist and release himself from being told what he should be doing, where he needs to go, and how he should be acting for the cameras and media. Some of the standout tracks on the album Free that are in some cases underrated include Flower, where Cody sings about longing for a romantic relationship with a woman and doing kind deeds for her, such as picking her flowers, but knowing she doesn't quite feel the same about him. Not only does Cody get much deeper than in his previous tracks, he also displays he has much more to offer vocally and instrumentally, as he beautifully strums his electric guitar and mixes the styles of Maya and Jack Johnson. Interestingly enough, Cody's friend at the time, Miley Cyrus, took the photo of the flower for the single's cover artwork, as she said that she really wanted to help Cody out and wanted the world to see that he was so much more than just a pop singer, and that he had true talent that had been held back for years. The acoustic song Driftwood gives off beautiful, relaxing vibes, reflecting his surfy upbringing by the ocean, and sees Cody sing about his wild journey over the last few years to where he is now, using the idea of driftwood floating away in the ocean as a symbol for his newfound freedom as an independent artist, as he was quoted as saying, "Driftwood is about riding the wave and letting it happen as it comes at you. It's about not being fooled by what people will say to you since they have ulterior motives. It's about being true to yourself." As Cody sings the lines, "I gotta free my soul from the troubles of lately. Follow my heart wherever it takes me. Let it float on by like a piece of driftwood." The track ABC was written by Cody about his thoughts on what life would be like from the perspective of a flying insect such as a bee, as he was quoted as saying, "If I was a bee, maybe I could see things from a better perspective or something. Being able to be a bee would be kind of cool. It's just a really cool conscious message, and I was psyched on it. It was silly to me at first, and then I turned it into something that could be on the album." Other tracks from Free included Happy Little Hippie, about a girl Cody met in Venice Beach, California, who rocked his world in a refreshing, eye-opening encounter with her laid-back way of living, her out-there fashion sense, and her views on life that aligned with his own. Some say that this song was actually written about Ali Lohan, the sister of actress Lindsay Lohan, but this was never confirmed by Cody himself. While the track New Problems sees Cody addressing the breakup he recently had, at the time, with model Gigi Hadid, and attempting to move on, only to realise that those same problems would follow him, as he was quoted as saying, "I wrote that in a little bit more of a somber couple of weeks that I had on a break with my girlfriend. Definitely not calling her out again or anything. It had more of a negative connotation." Since beginning his professional career back in 2010 as a 13-year-old, Cody had hauled in a total of 9 awards, with some of these including Kids' Choice Awards, MTV Europe Awards, and even taking home an award for GQ Magazine and their Men of the Year Awards in 2015, with the International Sensation Award. In late 2015, after Cody took his Free album on tour, Cody decided to give away the life of a solo artist for the meantime, and instead, he decided to form a band with his mates Adrian Cota and Kari Martine. Out of this, 2 years later, would come the band called Cody Simpson and the Tides, with Cody singing and playing guitar, his friend Adrian Costa on drums, and new member Sharif Ado on bass. This led Cody to record and release the band's debut EP, titled Wave 1, in the style of blues, pop, rock, and surf music, While the themes of the album, including the song Waiting for the Tide, discussed Cody's concerns over rising water levels and ocean conservation, with Cody's passion for this subject leading him to join the United Nations for their development program to speak publicly about protecting our oceans during June 2017. Following this, in August 2017, Cody became a brand ambassador for Bonds Underwear in Australia, showing off his fit physique and dabbling in modelling as he would feature in an Irish fashion magazine called Stella, and he also signed a deal with huge New York-based modelling agency IMG Models, landing him a number of roles. His previous acting roles and modelling shoots would land him a gig as Rob in the horror slasher film Smiley Face Killers, with production kicking off in 2017, and the film would later be released in 2020. While Cody would go on to be the face of Speedos and Maya, continuing his modelling career. During 2018, Cody began dating singer, actress and model Ali Lohan, who he had been linked to and been friends with for quite some time. But sadly, this wouldn't work out for Cody either, after he had been linked to a number of musicians, actresses and models, including Charlotte Lawrence, with Cody quoted as saying, "I dated Lindsay Lohan's sister for a little while, and I lived in this little beach shack in Venice in California. And I didn't have a bed, just a mattress on the floor, by choice. I just didn't really care, you know. They came into the house and kept, like, ordering me stuff, and it would show up to the house." Then in August 2018, Cody had repartnered already with a model named Claire Wustenberg, who would later claim that Cody emotionally abused her and tweeted, saying, "My boyfriend broke up with me, and in a really, really shitty way. I'd like to tell everybody about it, but I'm sure it would be not so good for his career, so I'll keep it quiet." Also in August of 2018, Cody and his band The Tides even toured in Southern California and put out a second EP titled Wave 2, followed by another EP titled B-Sides. Cody would also be cast for the first time in a musical theatre production during November 2018 on Broadway, playing the male lead role as Dimitri in Anastasia, the adaptation of the animated film. Cody said that he had always been a fan of musical theatre and that the transition from pop music to the theatre wasn't an issue, and that he just had to learn to incorporate acting, dancing and singing all at once into his performance, which he quickly got the hang of, and when questioned on how he had lasted in the industry for so long, Cody put it down to meditation and swimming laps to maintain his sanity. When the Broadway shows came to an end, Cody, his sister Ali, and their family would relocate back to Australia on the Gold Coast after living in LA for around 8 years. With his band The Tides, Cody continued to put out new EPs in early 2019, including B-Sides We Had and B-Sides Part the Seas, up until March 2019, with Cody now 21 years of age. Sadly, however, the band decided to split up in early 2019, just after the final EP's release. This was after becoming somewhat more popular in the US and Canada, and dropping off the radar in his home country of Australia. Cody would make a return to Australian TV during the September 2019 airing of the debut season of the Masked Singer, Australia. Those that had forgotten Cody would soon be interested once again, as Cody performed under the mask of the robot and ended up winning the first season, showing off his incredible vocals and displaying some cheeky dance moves, all while in a huge, uncomfortable robot costume. After being friends for years and dating secretly for months, Cody announced in October 2019 that he was now dating mega pop star Miley Cyrus after she had split from fellow Australian Liam Hemsworth. Miley and Cody had shared a very close friendship since Cody first moved to the States, with Cody supporting her through her relationship troubles and with her transition from acting to singing, with Cody claiming they always had so much in common, shared similar views on life and morals, and they would often hang out to the early hours of the morning, with Cody even claiming when he was only 13 that his celebrity crush was Miley herself, and that he was a big fan of her music. With Cody putting his band in the past, he returned to solo work as he wrote a song about his new girlfriend, Miley Cyrus, releasing the single Golden Thing on the 18th of October 2019, passing 50 million streams on Spotify as he sings the line, Crystal Dream, Cali Queen, about Miley herself, with the track being released just a fortnight after the pair had officially started dating, after years of friendship. Cody wrote the track when Miley was recovering in hospital from surgery after having her tonsils removed after a bout of tonsillitis. With Cody staying by her side in hospital, he decided to play the song for her after the surgery, with Miley loving the song and encouraging a reluctant Cody to upload it to Spotify. As Cody told People magazine, quote, she was like, if you don't put this shit out, I'm putting it out on your behalf for you. I'm getting your Spotify login and doing this shit myself. Sadly, Cody and Miley's relationship would end in August 2020, with the pair remaining friendly after their split. It was during the end of 2019, however, that Cody had decided to turn his focus away from music and to something that in his mind had never really left him since he was a child, and that happened to be swimming competitively and his love for the water. Now having matured and with the funds to support his ambitions, Cody joined the University of Southern California Trojan Swim Elite Team, as he would be coached by well-known swimming coach Dave Sarlo. By late October 2019, Cody, who was already quite fit, was already swimming in his first competitive swim meet in almost 10 years, and despite finishing the 100-meter butterfly in 24th position out of 29 participants, with a time of 51.51 seconds, Cody was determined to only improve from here on out. This led Cody to train under a number of coaches before a return to Australia permanently to train under two-time Australian Olympian Brett Hawke, where his technique, physique, and speed all improved dramatically. Then in December 2020, Cody announced to his followers via social media that he had officially qualified for the Australian Olympic trials for the 100-meter butterfly with a time of 54.90 seconds. This would be followed up by a documentary called Head Above Water, which Cody starred in following his swimming journey so far. At this time, Cody also began dating the model Marlo Stevens. During 2021, Cody took part in the Australian swimming trials in Adelaide, South Australia, showing considerable improvement, recording a personal best of 50.22 seconds in the 100-metre freestyle, but failed to qualify for the finals. Despite this, Cody had more luck with the 100-metre butterfly, making it through to the final, where a chance to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics was up for grabs, only to fall short, coming in at 8th place at a time of 52.94 seconds. After just over a year of dating Marlo Stevens, the pair would split up in January 2022. Coinciding with this, during that same month of 2022, Cody would rush to be by the side of his sister, Ali Simpson, when she was rushed to hospital after diving into a shallow pool and hitting her head on the bottom, fracturing her neck and leaving her to wear a neck brace for 4 months. In the past, Ali had been working in the US on Radio Disney, releasing music and trying her hand at acting, while Cody chased his dream in the States, only for Ali to also return to Australia, becoming an author, model, influencer, and TV personality, where with their mother, Angie Simpson, she competed in the 2023 version of The Amazing Race Australia, The Masked Singer, and the 2021 version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Australia. During April 2022, Cody began his fifth and most current relationship with a public figure, this time being in a similar world to him. With Cody falling for the successful Australian swimmer and multiple gold medalist Emma McEwen, as the pair remain together to this day. With the 27-year-old Emma McEwen and 25-year-old Cody Simpson both meeting during swimming training, just like both of their parents had done in the past. Cody's father, Brad, actually once trained with Emma's parents when Cody was a young boy. While Emma, and swimming and qualifying for the Commonwealth Games, was on Cody's mind, music continued to be a major part of his life, releasing his fourth studio album during April 2022, which was self-titled Cody Simpson under his own label, Coast House Records. Despite failing to chart and being somewhat of a disappointment commercially, the chilled and laid-back album features a number of underrated tracks showing off Cody's ability on acoustic guitar once again and his folky or blues roots, with tracks like Nice to Meet You, Across the Sea, and a collaboration with Diamonds on the Inside singer Ben Harper with the song It's a Dream. After the swimming trials in Adelaide, Cody was determined to improve and started to train under coach Michael Bowl at the Griffith University in southeast Queensland. During 2022, at the Australian Swimming Championships, Cody finished in third place in the final, coming in at 51.96 seconds during the 100-metre freestyle, and was said to have been in line to be included in the Australian team at the World Aquatics Championships in Budapest in Hungary, only to be replaced on the team by Kyle Chalmers. Then after a couple more finals appearances here and there for butterfly and freestyle, Cody was selected to represent Australia at the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, England, during July 2022. With a bit of luck going his way, Cody would compete on day one due to a late withdrawal from Isaac Cooper for the 50-metre butterfly. Despite advancing into the semi-finals, Cody failed to get much further. He would then take part in the men's 4x100-metre freestyle relay, where he and his team advanced to the final, where they won gold, with this being Cody's first gold medal of his swimming career at a Commonwealth Games. Cody next placed 5th in the final of the 100 metre butterfly and won silver in the men's 4x100 metre medley relay, with Cody taking home a gold and silver medal at the Commonwealth Games. He launched straight into his next event during August 2022, competing in the Australian Short Course Championships. Entering 5 separate categories, Cody would qualify for 4 separate finals, coming 4th place twice as well as 7th place, while in the 100 metre individual medley, he finished 2nd behind American Grant House. And due to being the highest ranking Australian in the race, he was awarded a gold medal, with this being his highest individual achievement so far. Cody had finally ticked off 2 of his childhood dreams, to win gold and to do it representing Australia. However, there was just one more dream he had to tick off his list, and that was to make the Australian Olympic team for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. During February 2023, Cody, along with fellow swimmers Mac Horton, Bowen Goff, and Josh Edwards-Smith, entered into the Rottnest Channel Swim in Western Australia, Perth, completing the Open Water Swim Challenge in 3 hours and 33 minutes. During 2024, Cody announced that after the Paris Olympic Games, whether he made it or not, that he would be retiring from swimming and moving into the next phase of his life, as he was quoted as saying, "I've been doing this every day for over 3 years now. There are only 8 months left in my swimming journey, which I believe calls for more content and updates on the path. Training is going well. I give whatever I have to give every day, learning a lot about myself, loving feeling this healthy." During June 2024, Cody Simpson took part in the trials for the Paris Olympic Games in hopes of making the Australian team for the 2024 Olympics. Cody competed in both the 100 metre men's freestyle and butterfly, but sadly, after almost 4 years of excruciating training, heartache and sacrifice, Cody fell short in both categories. In the men's freestyle, Cody would bow out in the heats despite winning Final B and charting a personal best of 48.67 seconds, but it just wasn't enough to see him through. In the men's butterfly final, Cody came extremely close to qualifying, falling just half a second short of Matthew Temple's time of 51.17 seconds. Temple was lucky enough to win the event and qualify for Paris 2024 in Cody's place. A devastated but humble Cody was interviewed after the final and said, quote, "I did what I could do, and that's all you can do. I've come a lot further in the last 4 years than perhaps I could have bargained for. Starting from zero and trying to see how far I could get in half or a third of the time that everybody else has been training, just to do right by that kid in me that gave it up, to go and pursue something else, which I had an incredible journey. The discipline and resilience and perseverance that swimming has again instilled in me is something that I'm really excited to implement in my future endeavours, because it's just helped me to grow so much." Cody would announce that he was returning to music at this time and had a number of projects in the pipeline, putting his swimming career firmly to bed. Now at the age of 27, Cody Simpson continues to write and record music, and a new album can be expected in the near future. With swimming behind him now, he plans on returning to independently releasing more music and perhaps settling down and starting a family of his own with elite swimmer Emma McEwen. While he never had a major hit song, Cody continues to impress with his drive and determination to succeed and to focus on whatever makes him happy in life. As we leave you with an incredible quote by Cody from his TikTok account, as he was quoted as saying, "Absolutely loving this journey. 4 years ago, some laughed and said I'd never get anywhere near here. 4 years ago, the idea of swimming for Australia after 10 years out of the water sounded like a joke to most, especially for a musician like me. Within 2 years, it was reality. There is no blueprint for this path. Didn't stop me from drawing one. Sometimes, no one can see the initial design but you. So never stop drawing yours. I'm still drawing." Thank you for tuning into that episode. Don't forget to check out our other episodes, ranging from Kurt Cobain and Freddie Mercury to Prince, Tracy Chapman and Stevie Nicks, and up-and-comers like Youngblood, Tones and I, and The Kid Laroi. For more information regarding this episode, including weekly updates and more, head to our Facebook page at Lyrics of Their Life Podcast or our website at lyricsoftheirlife.com. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and even YouTube and Spotify, where you can find a range of playlists featuring the music of every artist covered in the Lyrics of Their Life podcast so far. If you really enjoy the podcast and would like to give back for the hard work that goes into it, it would be greatly appreciated if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, or you can now rate the podcast on Spotify. Don't forget to let your friends and family know about what they've been missing out on, and feel free to click the free subscribe or follow button to the podcast wherever you listen, so you can receive a notification every time a new episode becomes available. If you would like to support the podcast financially, then please feel free to head to Patreon or buymeacoffee.com, where you can contribute your support for the podcast in exchange for some bonus content, ranging from as little as $1 donations to really anything you like. Every bit of support is greatly appreciated, and it means I can continue to bring you more great episodes in the future. This podcast is created and researched completely independently, so your contribution would really help this podcast continue on. Once again, thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I'm your host, Adam Hampton, and this is Lyrics of Their Life.